وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were looking at knowledge as a human right, as a basic human right, from the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi. When it came to knowledge, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi, as a right to mankind, he looked at it from different dimensions. Among these dimensions that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi, he was trying to encourage people to seek knowledge by trying to elevate the status of knowledge itself. So when you see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and when you see the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they first try to encourage you to seek that knowledge, to go for knowledge, not to sit idle, not to waste your time in vain and in, you know, just trying to entertain yourself and seek desires and pleasures. You have to move beyond that. So we see that, for example, in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he speaks so much about the virtues of knowledge and why one should seek knowledge. He says, when he trying to describe knowledge, and he says, Hayatun wa shifa. Knowledge itself is living and a cure. And truly, those without knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the Quran, considers them to be dead. When he talks about the Prophet and he says, we have sent you and asked people that to listen to the Prophet, and he says, Lima yuhyihim, to that which brings them back to life. So a person without knowledge is in fact dead. And it being a cure, meaning that wherever you're facing problems in life, wherever diseases of life that you might be facing, not just physical diseases, even mental diseases, social diseases, knowledge should be able to cure all these for you. And then he says, وَأَفْضَلُ الْكُنُوزِ, and it's the best of treasures. Life is not just about money and making money. There's something more important that me and you need to seek, and that is knowledge. So you can see how they motivate people to seek knowledge. And then he says, كَنْزٌ عَظِيمٌ لَا يُفْنَى. It's a great and infinitive treasure. Any treasure, it doesn't matter how many zeros you have in your bank account, they could vanish instantly if you put yourself in a trade or what have you. These numbers, they come and go. When knowledge itself, it will remain as an infinite source of information. So you can't go there. And then the Imam Salamullah Alayhi, he even moves further and he says, وَأَفْضَلُ شَرَفٍ, and the best of honor. Honor these days, it might be in the numbers of followers and how much people you have on your Instagram and how many people you have on your Facebook. And that's not an honor because you have 5, 6, 10, 20 million people following you. That's not how it works. But those who have knowledge, they are the ones who have more pride than anything. Then he continues and he says, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا أَلْهَمَهُ الْعِلْمِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then he will give him or inspire him with knowledge. So all these things, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, and obviously there are hundreds other more, he tries to motivate me and you into seeking knowledge and having it as our basic right. Let us take a short break and we will continue right after.
Oh,
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, Amir al-Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi was talking about the virtues of knowledge, how he wants me and you to learn by trying to tell us what knowledge is and how important it is as a human right. Amir al-Mu'minin, he himself obviously loved knowledge and he was constantly studying from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala, and he said, well, the Prophet opened 1,000 doors, from each door 1,000 doors, that's over 1,000,000 doors. And then you see that he brought his experience and his knowledge to us. And he said, ta'allamu al-ilm fa inna ta'limuhu hasana wa talabuhu ibadah. He says, seek knowledge, for seeking knowledge itself is a deed. If you teach, it's a deed. If you seek it, it's an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, like I said, this worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ibadah, is obviously a right. So Allah has given me the ability, He has gave me logic, and then I need to seek that right. But obviously, considering that there are no obstacles put into place by governments or by systems or by those who are in power or by those who consider themselves to be the elite and what have you. And then the Imam Salamullah alayhi says, Subulu manazilu jannah. It is the path to heaven. Wal anisu fil wahsha, and the companion in loneliness. Was sahabu fil ghurba, and your friend, your companion, when you are a foreigner in a place. And then the Imam Salamullah alayhi talks about it from different direction. And he talks about the merits of knowledge, which I don't want to get into. But you can see that it is clearly an important fact of my life and your life. And it is a continuation of humanity in general. That if I stop knowledge or I put limitation on knowledge, surely human beings, their advancements will be less, which means their problems will be more, because we are increasing day by day, population is increasing, and we need to have the knowledge that goes with that. Otherwise, we could be wiped out with a simple disease, we could be wiped out with a single, a natural disaster and what have you. But unless we lift every obstacle that might be put in place and we get to learn for what learning actually is, then we will not move forward. Even Amir ibn Salamullah alayhi, he says, Al-ilmu khayra min al-mal. Now, knowledge is much better than wealth. Now, we've been told to make money. You work so you could make money. Study so you could make money. And so everything that, when you talk about universities and going to university, the only thing that we're putting in the mind of our children and in the mind of the youth, that go study so you could get a good job, which means make money. But Imam Ali says it's actually vice versa. You need to seek knowledge for self. You need to have knowledge for self. Why? He says, Al-ilmu yahrusuk. For your knowledge protects you, keeps you safe if you have information, if you have knowledge. While you in return trying to spend your day and night protecting your bank account, making sure that no one takes your money. He says, Al-mal tanqasuhu an-nafaqa wal-ilmu yasku al-infaq. When it comes to wealth, the more you give, it becomes less. But when it comes to knowledge, the more you give, it actually increases. So that is just a basic fundamental human right to seek knowledge. We'll leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salli ya Rabbi ala Taha al-Amin, rahmatin arsaltahu lil'alamin, wa ala alihi.
النبي أجمعين فبهم نرجوك أحسن ختمنا.